It's with sadness that I announce this is the last football podcast of the year here on Prep Sports Now. I'm Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer. Only one more game to talk about, the state championship this Saturday. Bishop Gorman gets there. As we expected all year, they'd be in this position. They beat Liberty. They're going to go up to Reno and face Reed. Forgot for a second who they were playing, but they'll play Reed. Gorman and Reed, final game of the year. Brewer, what are you thinking about today?
I got so much on my mind. I want to talk, obviously, about the Gorman-Liberty game. Liberty, Case, I think, as you've been proclaiming all year, the unquestioned second-best team in Southern Nevada. I'm really, really have wanted to get this off my chest for a while. Can't believe the state game that I'll be attending on Saturday is going to be played at a high school. Unless that high school has a facility like Bishop Gorman, which I know DeMonte Ranch does not, let's find somewhere better to play it. I understand that the UNR, that's Armpit U, is booked with a college football game Saturday, but I think we've made great strides in the state, and to play at a high school gym doesn't make sense. I mean, high school field doesn't make sense. It'd be like playing the high school basketball game at, like, whatever gym's available. Like, hey, let's do the state game at L-Dog this year, Gorman against whoever, in my humble opinion.
Are you sure DeMonte Ranch doesn't have a real nice facility
I'm
like
positive.
Gorman?
I'm positive.
Well, it sounds pretty fancy. DeMonte Ranch, I like that name.
It's got a fancy name, but it's just a regular high school on the outskirts. But it is what it is. It's the best that we have available for the game. You know, more power to you. But, I mean, you're from Kansas. Where was the state game at?
Always at colleges.
Okay. All right.
Never not at colleges.
I mean, the Dallas Cowboys host games in Texas, you know,
we started off the year at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Arizona, which you didn't like for some reason. One of the nicest football stadiums in the country, and you didn't.
I didn't dislike it.
You were unimpressed.
For an NFL stadium, it just looked like a regular stadium. Oh, getting a text message. Okay, but it was just for me. It was just a regular stadium. I mean, I thought, you know, NFL stadium, you'd get something like Heinz Field where the Pittsburgh Steelers play. You know, my dad went to Steubenville Big Red. He's a huge Big Red fan today. That's where I get my passion for high school sports. And they play at the Canton Hall of Fame for the state game. So you just go across, and everybody's playing big games and big venues. And it's like, Bishop Gorman, fifth-ranked team in the nation, about to win state. It's going to be all over national media. Where are they playing? They won at a high school on the outskirts of Reno, Nevada. Yay!
Yeah, I don't think I agree with you. It should be played at a college stadium, but I don't think it's going to matter in the national media attention. I don't think anyone cares where it's played, other than the kids. I think they should play it at a college for the kids.
You know,
I agree.
Today, fifth-ranked Gorman, they upended Reed High, whatever your final score is, at DeMonte Ranch High School in the Reno area. Just for me, Kiefer.
Yeah, all right.
One man's view.
I feel you. I'm about halfway with you and halfway thinking you're making a little too big deal about it.
And I know a lot of people think I am making too big of a deal of it. You know, that the school system, or I mean the NIAA's hands are tied and this was the best place available. No big deal. It is what it is. But in my opinion, I just think a big game deserves a big stage. You know me. I'm all lights. I'm all music. I'm all fun. I'm not, you know, some high school with a five-person press box. Guarantee you the Sun won't have a seat in that press box.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right, well, it's a big game, undoubtedly, but I would maybe even say an even bigger game for Southern Nevada was the semifinals this past week, of course, because it had the final two teams from this part of the state, Liberty and Gorman. Liberty puts up what ended up with 26 points, I think, around there, lost by 22. I was very impressed by their performance.
34 points.
All right, you tell me the score. You tell me the score.
It was
56-34?
I think so.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
If there's any possible way to be more impressed with a team that loses by 22 than a team that wins by the 22, I got to tell you, I was more impressed the little bit I watched of this game. I was more impressed with Liberty than Gorman. Look, we always it seems like every time anyone even scores on Gorman, you were trying to sell me on, oh, these guys, they aren't scared of Gorman. They came right in and looked him in the face. And didn't back down. I always kind of rolled my eyes at that and didn't believe it because teams end up losing 56-7, but or whatever it was. But I got to tell you, I believed that with Liberty. Liberty went in. They thought they were going to win. They decided that they were going to make their game plan, just go all out, take every risk. Who cares? We have nothing to lose. We got to win this game. And I was very impressed with what I saw from Liberty. And to score 34 points on that defense, I mean, I never would have expected that. The Gorman defense, that's a lot more than they've given up all year, right?
You're right. And, you know, Liberty gets that onside kick to begin with, kind of shocked Gorman. And then the second play, Nico Capelli, Case, bust one through, untouched to the end zone, showed some great speed breaking away. And Capelli is the man. There's no doubt about it. Impressed everybody on both sides of the field in that stadium on Saturday. Just if you look at some of the players that Gorman's played this year, you know, the Devontae Neal kid from Chaparral in the game we went to at that great NFL stadium, all the kids from Servite and Armwood, Capelli did better against Gorman than all those national guys. He wasn't afraid of contact. He ran hard. He had great breakaway speed on two long touchdowns. He was a real player. Definitely proved his worth. Definitely impressed me in that game, as did Liberty. Did not back down. You could hear the hitting on the sidelines, and they were as impressive as anybody as Gorman played this year. They were big. They were physical. They weren't afraid. They had a game plan, and you actually thought that they had a chance to win the game. It was only 28-27, Case, midway through the third quarter. So a great job by Liberty. I think they definitely flexed their muscles. And I'll be honest with you, I'd be shocked, absolutely 100% shocked, if this week next year you and I aren't sitting here talking about Gorman Liberty in the state championship game. Well, I got to correct myself. I don't know how the new realignment's going to work. If it would stayed the same, Gorman and Liberty would meet. But with everything, I don't know how they haven't released the playoff plans yet. So take that back. But
they will be two of the best teams, for sure.
The two best teams. Paolo obviously will be in the discussion. Arborview in the discussion. But what Paolo and Arbor weren't able to do, be as physical as Gorman, I think Liberty was physical.
Do you think I know this is looking way far ahead, and we're going to get to the Reed game, but do you think, looking at these teams, you think Liberty will have a better chance to beat Gorman next year? I mean, I know neither of us are going to say it's going to happen ever. I mean, not ever, but not in its current, with the way the current teams look. Do you think that a whole nother year Liberty will have a better chance at the upset?
Well, you got to look at the personnel and Capelli and Kai Nakua, who had the sickest play I've seen in a few years, will be back. Let me tell you about this play from Nakua. I hate to go
the pitch?
Oh, did you see that
on
TV?
Yeah.
Was that sick?
I watched the first half. Yeah, that was awesome. That was perfect.
I mean, totally ad-lib, wasn't planned, and just the way he executed the pitch and, you know, Legoska caught it and ran in. What a play. What a great play for Liberty. But back to the question. Capelli's back. Nakua's back. Liberty's always going to have its horses up front. So you have to think that they're going to be right there. And I know I say this every week about Liberty. They need an athlete. They need a speed guy. Okay, they have that in Capelli, no doubt about it. But they need, you know, they need somebody to complement him. One of those DB wide receiver combos, or just somebody that could stretch the field a little bit. Because okay, Liberty, they are what they are. They're going to pound the ball. They're going to run the ball. They don't like the pass, but they can. Well, that passing game would be 100 times better if there were some good receivers out there that could run some routes with some speed.
So you didn't really answer the question. I have to call you out. Yes or no? Will they have
That's
a better
not
chance?
The question. I wanted to talk about Liberty.
No, I like it. You made a lot of good points, but I'm sitting here looking down, just waiting for the end of the points, the final answer.
What
will they
question?
Will they have a better chance to beat Gorman next year? Taking all that into account.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, they'll be better next year.
But I guess the question is, will Gorman be? Because, of course, they will have Solomon back next year at quarterback. They lose Shaq Powell, though, but Nathan Starks looks like he's
even better.
Yeah, kind of ready to fill in already. So should be interesting. I really enjoy that we've kind of seen. I know sometimes I get made fun of for being the Liberty homer, but
as I do for being the quote unquote Gorman homer.
Yeah, you still can't believe that Desert Pines isn't still in the state tournament. I think it's been cool to watch Liberty, a program that just 3 years ago no one really had any respect for, no one expected anything out of, and now, I mean, undoubtedly one of our state's powerhouses.
I would agree, and I thought what was real interesting after the game is obviously before game, you know, pre-week stuff, it got heated. There was a lot of trash talking on various message boards or what have you, but I think after the game, the way the coaches and kids shook hands and embraced, I thought that was very classy both sides through, and the Solomon kid, who I've openly said is one of my favorites, has definitely earned another stripe in my book. After the game, when a lot of the fans had already left, 90% of the fans, he walked back over to the Liberty sideline, and everybody knows his history. You know, he grew up playing with a lot of those kids. He's Polynesian, just like a lot of the Polynesians over at Liberty, and he prayed with those guys. I thought it was real neat. You got 13 Liberty guys all dressed up and Solomon in there with them, gave him hugs and everything. So I thought the day ended on a good note. And, you know, oftentimes, I guess, Case, we talk about what happens on the field, but it's that behind the scenes stuff that you get to see. You see what a real good kid he is.
Makes sense to me.
Grand scheme of things, we are raising people to be leaders in our community. You and I, Case, we can't do it forever. Eventually, we're going to have to go retire to Del Boca Vista.
I don't get it.
That was a George Seinfeld joke.
I don't watch Seinfeld. No, I don't.
Del Boca Vista, that's where the Seinfelds retired, and the Costanzas were threatening to go on multiple occasions.
Okay,
with a Cadillac, which is like my dream car.
Well, if my parents listen to our podcast, which they don't, they would really like that reference because they're big Seinfeld fans, but I just never got into it, to be honest.
We different sense of humor.
Yeah, there you go.
You like heavy rock music. I like Belle Div DeVoe. And I like Seinfeld, and you like something that's not Seinfeld. Well, let's talk about this Reed game.
All right, go ahead. What do you have to say? What sticks out to you about this game? Reed, obviously, we were looking over their stuff before we came in here. Looks like a really good team. I think it's going to be less of a walkover for Gorman maybe than last year's state championship against McQueen was.
Okay, here's my big thing. Whenever a team from the Las Vegas Valley goes to Reno, I always think they're going to struggle. Weather, commute, not being at home, all the X factors. And you saw it last year. You know, Liberty goes up, they lose by one in the snow. Paolo's always struggled going up there. Whoever it is goes to Reno and struggles. I preached that 3 years ago. I said it's going to be cold. Don't expect Gorman to blow the shoes off. Well, about 8 minutes into the game, you text me, it's 35-0. And by the way, I got sunscreen on, and there's an ice cream truck outside the stadium. So there goes that theory. I do think the weather will be a factor. It will be colder. Vegas kids, bottom line, aren't used to playing in that kind of weather, no doubt about it. But eliminate all the travel. For Gorman, not a problem. They're flying up there anyways. You look at the Reed football team, though. They're 12-1, Case. They've scored 676 points in 13 games. Pretty good. Their worst scoring effort was 42 points this year. So this team could definitely light it up. Now, the thing is I got two schools of thought. Number one, Reed is kind of like Vegas High and Canyon Springs. They play in a watered-down garbage division, and they're able to put up these monster numbers every week. 66 points, 63 points, 60 points, 56 points. Right? Or maybe this team is legit and the quarterback, Anthony Silva, who's thrown for 2,740 touchdowns with just six picks, is going to be able to continue to do that against Gorman. I don't know. But I think, and I picked Gorman to win by like 40 points, that it's just a watered-down league.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that Reed probably hasn't played the competition overall that Gorman has. But, I mean, Gorman league play, their league's pretty watered down, too. And I will point out that both teams do have one loss. Reed lost their first game to Granite Bay in California, who I don't really know how the California system works, but it looks like Granite Bay is about to win the state championship this weekend with whoever they're playing in California. And they lost that game, a close game, 43-37. So what I think is that this team is really good. I think they're going to be a good challenge, but And maybe they have some kids that are on that talent level of what Gorman has, but I just feel like Gorman has kids like that at all 22 positions, just elite talent, and I don't think that Reed or anyone else is going to be able to match that.
Yeah, Gorman's got a bunch of guys that are going D1. Reed's got a bunch of guys that are hoping to walk on to UNR. As simple as it is.
You know that for a fact?
I'm just saying, yeah, I do know that for a fact.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay? I thought you were just...
They're not. And then what happened 3 years ago when Reed had those big D1 linemen that looked great against Hug and North Valleys and Spanish Springs? When they played Gorman's D1 guys, they looked like they should be going to a Division III Christian school to play.
So there's no D1 guys on this team?
None that have committed. None that I know that even have offers.
All right, well, I didn't know. I didn't look. I just thought that was a little surprising because they clearly were the best team in the North this year. I thought they might have one or two kids.
No, they're clearly the best team in the North, putting up just monstrous numbers. Players have looked great, and in the North, they are Gorman of the North. They're awesome this year, no doubt about it. But let's see how they do against Gorman. I will tell you, you go to that Granite Bay game, they lose by 6 to Granite Bay. And then
first game of the year.
First game of the year, August 26th. And then Granite Bay lost 28-24 to Del Oro, which Gorman beat last year. So they do have one quality component. Granted, I don't know if Del Oro had the same players as when Gorman played them or what have you. But, look, they gave up 0 points to Hug, 6 to McQueen, 2 to North Valley, 0 to Galena, 0 to Del Monte Ranch. So that they could do it on both sides of the ball. And then last week, 49-0 against the good Carson team that was also equally explosive offensively, that held them under wraps. The fact that Carson was equally explosive, though, leads me to think that they were putting it up against Hug, North Valleys, Reno High, and Del Monte Ranch. Four teams that I think Chaparral, my Cowboys, might be able to play against.
Right. Well, looking at the stats, this team's strength is their passing game and their quarterback play. Anthony Silva, I can't remember the guy's first name. He's their leading rusher and their leading passer. He has 11 rushing touchdowns. Like you said, I think 40 ones through the air, 40 touchdowns through the air, excuse me. And it's got some really good receivers that he goes to that you were telling me about. I think this kid, Devin Gray and Max Young, some names to look out for on the receiving core.
Mm-hmm. And what's impressive about Silva, who I've not seen film on or have seen, but he's listed at 6'2", 180. So he's not like he's in a gimmicky offense like the Houston Cougars and just slinging it around.
Are you just insulting Case Keenum on this podcast?
No, but I'm saying...
You're insulting me if you're insulting Case Keenum and Case Kiefer. We got each other's backs.
Is this guy an NFL quarterback, though, the Houston quarterback?
I think he gets a shot. I don't know if he'll last.
What's the difference between him and, like, Timmy Chang?
I don't know, but...
Or the other guy Hawaii had.
Colt Brennan. He's more prototypical. He's a taller, bigger guy, stronger arm than Colt Brennan, I'd say.
Yeah.
He's like a third, fourth. He's got to be a top 4-round pick and get a shot in the NFL. That's what I'd say.
Okay. Well, if you need a quarterback, Silva, 2,700 yards this year, slings it around. He's got the good look to him. So I think that if you look, though, at Gorman's last three games, Arborview, Palo, and Liberty, well, all three of those teams kind of play in a small little box. You know what I'm saying? Palo and Arbor with their wing T, they kind of want to run up the gut on you, create some mismatches around the line of scrimmage and dart through. And, you know, Liberty, obviously, with its ground and pound up the middle. And I don't think you could play Gorman in a box, Case. They're that good up front and that good on the line. Now, you know, Palo broke through a few times. Capelli broke through a few times. It happens, but over the course of four quarters, I think Gorman's just going to wear you out, which they eventually did to Liberty. Now, how is a game where they're going to use all the part of the field like Reed is going to and spread out going to affect Gorman? They haven't seen that in quite some time. I mean, we could argue that they haven't seen that since the Chaparral game, actually, because Armwood was kind of straightforward. Servite mixed it up a little bit. And Reed, if they're going to have a chance, try to pitch and catch it. Now, I don't know if you could pitch and catch it in the Reno cold, even though it's supposed to be 49 and sunny to be announced on that. Maybe I always look at the weather. You know, I've never been like an X's and O's guy. I'm always like, okay, what about the outside factors? Travel, weather, homecoming, short week, you know, guy gets dumped by his girlfriend on Facebook. How does he react?
How do you keep up with which kids have been dumped by their girlfriend on Facebook?
No clue. I just threw that out there.
Right,
but yeah, that's the weirdest thing. Are we friends on Facebook?
I think so.
Okay.
I would hope so.
Do you put on your side, are you in a relationship? Do you put that on there?
Of course.
With your girlfriend's name?
Yes.
Okay.
And you refuse to put your wife. You are not even friends with your wife on Facebook.
No, it's a work tool. It's a social media.
I hope she's listening. She's
not
probably
listening.
Not. But
no.
Carla, I think it's ridiculous that Brewer's not your friend on Facebook.
I'm strictly on Twitter 24/7.
I know we're off on a tangent, but please, people, comment and tell Brewer that it's ridiculous he won't be friends with his wife
on
Facebook.
No. I'm just saying, listen, I want to be everybody's friend on Facebook, but I don't want, honest to God, I don't want people looking at pictures of my wife and kid and saying, oh, you know, Brewer's wife and kid might be home alone. Or it's a security reason, and I don't want people to know my personal life.
Well, just don't put your address up there.
No, I'm not. You can find people's address. I mean, it's a county house.
All right. Well, I never really understood this and don't agree with it, but...
No, I know, but it's a crazy theory, but... I mean, do I want people looking at pictures of my... Oh, here's my...
I would want people looking at pictures of my kid, definitely.
You
when
would.
I have a child, my kid will be all over the Facebook. People will probably defriend me.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I would.
Carla was very happy with you at Thanksgiving. She said, oh, Case Kiefer can babysit. He's all over. He loves kids. He's playing with them. I'm like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
But all I'm saying is that, I mean, not to beat a dead drum, but, I mean... Like, oh, here's a picture of me and my kid. We went to Disney. Or here's a picture of me and my... I don't know. Social media, too social for me, even though we're on the web, better than anybody else.
Right.
Back to the game. Let's go.
All right. So I don't know how that even happened, but another thing I'm looking at for this game, you talked about their big-name receivers, Devin Gray and the Max Young kid. You got to watch out for this one kid. He only has one catch on the year for 12 yards, but he's really been good. For a couple decades now, he's really good in The Departed, one of my favorite movies. Alec Baldwin plays for Reed. Watch out for Alec Baldwin, senior wide receiver.
He's not one of the four Reed receivers with the least 8 touchdowns, though.
But he's got a better name than all of those guys.
Yes, yes. I guess just lastly, Case, Bishop Gorman going for a third straight state title. It's been quite some time since a Nevada team's done that. Quite a dynasty here, and how cool would it be to have 3 rings when you leave high school? Like a Stanley's going to have 3 rings, maybe if they win. Well, he probably is more with hoop. But somebody like in football, like Shaq, who, by the way, everybody thinks is like one of the best tailbacks in Nevada history now.
Well, I mean, I think that it's obvious at this point.
I can't
I would
believe
hope.
It, we're in this thing 22 minutes and we haven't mentioned Shaq Daddy.
His last game this this weekend, but yeah, it has been kind of a pleasure to watch him for these last 3 years. Unbelievable, yeah, unbelievable running back, and I'm sure we'll get to watch him more whenever he decides where he's going to college.
People, I was on a radio show this weekend, and the guy asked me, like, "Is Shaq better than DeMarco?"
Well, I already know what you think of DeMarco Murray, so I know you're going to say yes.
Well, I told the guy, well, in high school, I didn't think too high of DeMarco because I thought he put up numbers against poor teams. And at least Shaq, well, he's also put up numbers against poor teams. He comes to play in every big game. Chaparral dominated the second half. Servite dominated. This Liberty game dominated. Every national game, first game in Sanchez's tenure against Dixie, scored the first touchdown. Had 192-plus yards. I mean, every game the kid comes out and he dominates. Now, DeMarco Murray, a little taller and some pretty special athletic skills. They translated real good into the college.
Into the NFL.
And into the NFL. He's on my fantasy team now.
Yep.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. So, I just told the guy, listen, you can't compare. I think Powell had is a better high school player. No doubt about it. Is he going to be the guy like DeMarco was where – DeMarco redshirted at OU, and then first year he's like 200 yards in his first game, if you remember.
Oh, I definitely remember because I was covering the Big 12 then, and I remember I loved DeMarco Murray after his freshman year. And then not to say he was bad the rest of the time, but I don't know.
He was injured.
He was injured, and he never really – his freshman year, he never really seemed like he improved a whole lot. But I loved the kid after his freshman year, and I couldn't believe when I came here and you kind of rolled your eyes and said, I don't know. I've never really thought that highly of him. I thought you were crazy.
Yeah, and that's what I said, kind of overrated. If you would have asked me before he just burst onto the scene with the Cowboys, what, give me one word that describes DeMarco Murray, I would have said injuries. Which is true.
Yeah, I mean,
if you ask me one word to describe Shaq Powell, beast.
Beast.
He runs the ball harder than anybody I've ever seen.
I like it. Shaq Powell, I guess we've given him his due now. Definitely deserves some mention on here.
Nico Capelli, beast junior. Very impressed.
And next year, he'll be the senior, so he'll be the number one beast, right?
He'll be, yeah, predator number one, the beast. The play from Kai Nakua, I'll go back to that, sick. I was right there when he did it, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, how sweet, thinking on your feet, great play. I think the kid is going to have a great senior year. I think if he was a wide receiver, I think he projects as a wide receiver at the next level, though.
Yeah, I've heard that, too. That makes sense. I mean, the kid's definitely athletic. It's been fun. We've been here all year. I don't know if you have anything closing to say.
We're closing right now.
I mean, barring any...
We promised 30 minutes. We're only in 26.
Yeah, barring anything totally unforeseen, we'll be back every week next year for high school football. I guess we're...
Can you promo our basketball coverage?
I guess we're probably going to be talking basketball, but if you've made it this far, I don't even feel bad telling you that right now I know nothing about high school basketball, so it's going to be interesting. I'm just going to be...
We are learning this week.
Yeah, this week. I think I have a hunch that Gorman is going to be really good.
And I guess we won't even give our final game predictions.
I thought we already did.
Oh, did we?
Well, okay, I like Gorman by about 4-5 touchdowns.
I have him by a little more.
Yeah, a little more.
That shows you how highly we think of Northern Nevada football.
What's the line, 36.5?
I don't know. I think if somebody put a real number up just looking at the Reed scores, we could get a good price. I think if somebody says, oh, Reed scored 676 points this year and they've won 12 straight games, what would you put the line at, not knowing who it was?
And it's against Gorman?
Yeah.
But you know it's an in-state team. So well, I think you would, I think you'd have to at least, I think it has to be at least 30, 31,
okay,
30, 31.
Let me ask you this. If Liberty was going up there, who do you think would win the game?
I hate to say this because you know how highly I think
red,
of, how,
white, and blue.
How happy, how much I think of Liberty. But given Liberty's travel woes last year and how they played against an inferior McQueen team and just looking over this Reed team, I think I'd probably be picking Reed.
Okay. I mean, I would agree with you. I would pick any team against Reed. I mean, I would pick Reed against any team except Gorman. Well, I'd probably pick Del Sol against Reed.
That's a great way to close it out. Prep Sports Now, thanks for listening all year.